seconds.
One time for the underdog.
One time for the underdog.
Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
I'm Patrick Bedevi, host of Itamen, and today we will be discussing the most important skill set of a startup entrepreneur that helps them build a massive empire.
The two different sides of entrepreneurs. They're both entrepreneurs, but why does one do so much better than the other one? So think about it. We have the self-employed independent contractor on one side, right? And then we have the established business owner that his revenues or her revenues keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it keeps compounding. And you wonder, what's the difference between the two? And I will tell you, there's one skill set that separates her from him. One big skill set when you look at the two. It's very simple. This person could even be hardworking, incredible in sales, knows the products very well, even better than this person here. But this person's got one strength that if he doesn't pick up, it'll be very difficult for him to compete with this person running a business. And here's what it is. You see, a lot of times a self-employed independent contractor makes a list and saying, here's what I'm good at, 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 I can do this. I'm good in sales, I know the products, and ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. I'm very good at doing this. I'm hard worker, I'm this, I'm that, right? A lot of times they're driven by control, you know, and they don't believe anybody could do it better than them. And they're normally right. But unfortunately, that's also what costs them from getting to a level of income and they never get past it. You see, on this side, the established entrepreneur, they think more like a CEO. They already know what they're good at. They don't spend a lot of time thinking about what they're good at. They're comfortable with that. But they make a list of what they're not good at. And you know what they do after they make a list of what they're not good at? They go recruit people who are good in that area. And eventually, those weaknesses, those holes they have in their business are plugged. And the business gets growing, and it gets growing, and it gets growing. And on one side, this self-employed independent contractor is building a linear income. On this side, the established CEO running it like a CEO, he's building a passive income, growing his business, building higher value for his business with or without him, building equity while this person is worth, their business is worth nothing without them. That's not a valuable business. So my challenge to you is if you're an entrepreneur, you're a startup entrepreneur, make a list of what you're good at, great, put it aside. But make a list of what you're not good at and figure out who you can recruit to make that strength come out by whoever you can recruit to do that job well to take your business to the next level. And if you do that, in many cases, you'll be surprised on how fast your business starts growing to the next level and the next level and the next level, because the weaknesses are being covered up by the people you recruited.
Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bedevi. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.